And I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut. This is just one of many street corner cafes that have set up massive speakers to blast Hezbollah victory songs into traffic. Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, has proclaimed today a triumph for all Lebanese. Perhaps no other group feels that quite as much as Palestinians living in Lebanon. In a Palestinian refugee camp here, people gather to watch continuous live coverage of the prisoner swap on the Hezbollah TV station Al-Manar. One of the bodies being returned is that of Dalal Mughrabi, the daughter of Palestinian refugees. Speaking on TV, her brother tells the story. In 1978, 19-year-old Dalal Mughrabi and 11 others snuck into Israel by boat. They commandeered a bus in hopes of driving it to Tel Aviv. Israel's army intercepted them, prompting a huge firefight. The Palestinians on board eventually blew up the bus. Dozens were killed. The Mughrabi family only found out about the operation when they saw TV images of a young Ehud Barak, who later became Israel's prime minister, shooting Mughrabi's already dead body on the highway. She became a folk hero back home.
Dalal Mughrabi is a girl that every girl hoped to be like her. I hope to be like her. I guess I can't, but I hope.
Rana Ayoub is a spokeswoman for the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine. We're sitting in the group's offices in the camp. She says it's a dream come true that Israel is releasing Mughrabi's remains, but it's also bittersweet.
Her family is not so happy because she hoped to be buried there in Palestine, not to come back here to Lebanon. Me, personally, I'm not happy because she hoped to be buried there. She must have only this one wish.
The Palestinian Authority asked Israel to give them the body so they could hold a festive funeral and bury her in the West Bank. Israel declined. Ayoub says for now, Mughrabi's remains and those of other Palestinians will be buried here in Lebanon.
10, 11, 12, it's 13, 14. 14 people. It has all the names.
Mohammed Arbid looks through a list of about 500 Palestinian dead still in Israeli hands. Arbid is a journalist with the Palestinian newspaper Al-Hurriya, or Liberty. He says even though Hezbollah orchestrated this prisoner swap, it's a victory of sorts for Palestinians. He says it shows the Lebanese public that while Hezbollah is the power now, Palestinians here have been leaders in the resistance against Israel.
Part of the Lebanese, they don't know the Palestinian and why these people, they are here in Lebanon. They don't know even we are lives in camps. And or the Palestinian, they are here as a refugee. They thought us we are visitors here.
Hezbollah, a Shiite organization, doesn't in general much care for the Palestinians in Lebanon, who are Sunni. But the group does care about the Palestinian cause. Lebanese analyst Amal Saad Gurayeb is an expert on Hezbollah. She says the group has more or less appropriated the Palestinians' plight for its own purposes. She says this particular prisoner swap cements Hezbollah's reputation in the region, and it also gives a boost to Palestinian militant groups.
One of the very damaging effects of this prisoner exchange for Israel is that it has not only strengthened Hezbollah, but also strengthened Hamas in the process because of the precedent it has set, because it has very much undermined the Palestinian Authority as well as the Lebanese government, in that Israel is now negotiating with non-state actors, not with states.
Gurayeb says the prisoner swap also serves as damage control for Hezbollah within Lebanon. After the deadly sectarian clashes in May, Hezbollah was losing its luster among many non-Shiite Lebanese. Gurayeb says it's hard to know how long today's luster will last. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.